The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It's hour number two, live from New York. It's Baldwin McCullough, and if you're watching on Biz Television, that's tonight's Times Square. Very busy place tonight. A perfect weekend in New York. It doesn't get more... And the father of the bride's in town for 3 weeks, and so I fired up the charcoal today, and we made sliders for dinner, and we just had a lovely little evening with the boys. He's playing with the ankle biters all day long, which he's just in heaven. He works for himself. He's this really successful architect from Southern California, and he's able to like get his projects all kind of on hold, come out for 2 or 3 weeks at a time, and then head back. So that's what he's
I want to play you in a movie.
Really?
Just because.
Why?
You're multifaceted.
I have
and then you'll say something like, I mean, he just sounded like Duke Wayne a second ago. And then I fired up the charcoal.
Yeah, of course I did.
And grilled me up some sliders.
You know I did.
Wow.
So anyway, yeah, so, but this is a very big day for both of us, you and I, because for you, this is the 19th anniversary of the release of your Oscar, twice Oscar nominated or winning.
Winning.
Twice Oscar winning film, The Usual Suspects.
Yeah, and I'm driving over.
Congratulations.
And I pulled over because I never text or look at my phone
while you drive. No, of course not. That has nothing to do with why he feels the way he does about cops either.
Police officers in New York State and New Jersey. But I get this tweet at me from Chris McQuarrie, who won the Academy Award for, I think it was Best Original Screenplay.
I think you're correct.
And
Stacey got actor.
Supporting actor.
Supporting actor, yeah.
And launched their careers. Now, oddly enough, Chris McQuarrie will be directing the next Mission Impossible, MI5. Which I believe Alec Baldwin has been cast in the film.
I think he needs Steven. I think Steven needs to be in the next.
Yeah, you know, come to think of it, I ought to call McQuarrie.
Yeah, thanks for the tweet. Hey, by the way.
And say to him, hey, McQuarrie, if you could have 30 Rock Guy or Barney Rubble. Well, I've probably...
But Barney Rubble did help you win an Oscar, so let's just, you know.
Yeah. No, I think in retrospect, Bryan Singer, the director, nor Mr. McQuarrie would say I had anything to do with winning.
Okay.
But
why? Do Hollywood types have a God complex?
I would say a majority of Hollywood types,
in my experience,
are overly prideful and arrogant. Sure, I think that's fair to say.
Do Hollywood producers scare you when they pull you over for running a stop sign? That's the question.
Hey, with Sean Penn and Michael J. Fox, what was the Vietnam picture they did? I got fired from it.
Right, which I would think you would know.
I may be suppressing that one.
What does that have to do with actors pulling you over?
Because the producer, when he fired me, I went to his office, and he sat me down. And he said, Stephen, this is, unfortunately, the worst part of a producer's job. And boy, did I feel like a cop had just pulled me over when he made that statement.
There you go. There you go. All right. It's the Baldwin McCullough Live broadcast. We're with you every Saturday night from 9 to 11 Eastern, and we are grateful to be with you on Biz TV and on great radio stations coast to coast. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. There's no doubt that this last week, the biggest story hitting the news was the police reaction in Ferguson. And in the New York area, we have had a number of significant stories dealing with police in recent weeks, even to the degree that on Friday, Mayor de Blasio said to the greater New York Metro, hey, if a cop's going to arrest you, just let him do it. Like, don't resist. Like, resisting is always going to end bad. And that irritated a lot of people. A lot of people said, I don't know why. Why would the mayor tell us that? That's just, you know, subjecting us to whatever. So we got on this topic of discussing police tonight because there was a woman in Ohio that actually got taken in for disrupting the peace because she was swearing at her husband in the middle of the grocery aisle. And it was the cops that came in and took her away. And then Stephen said something I've never heard anybody say, but he said it, and it's turned into a very interesting broadcast. He said that it has been his experience that the majority of the people that T's run into that are police officers, in his experience, when they're in uniform, have a bit of a God complex, and they scare you more than you should be scared.
They make you feel fearful,
yeah.
In my opinion.
And that has nothing to do with the actual person. I'm just curious.
What does that mean?
Like, if a person does things that not always, like, right up on par, that maybe they feel guilty anyway, and so then a cop who's just really serious.
Let me clarify.
Yeah.
I don't think for a nanosecond a law enforcement official shouldn't
rest in peace.
Command a certain level of respect. That's a different idea. If I get pulled over or whatever it is, I got pulled over 20 years in Los Angeles, California, 6 o'clock in the morning, I made an illegal U-turn on La Cienega Boulevard.
You make a lot of traffic
unmarked narcotics detective pulls me over, walks into my window, and rattles off 4 to 6 expletives because I had an Arizona license plate. I drove from Tucson to do a charity benefit in California.
This guy just starts it.
Is everybody from Arizona a blankety blank 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 blank?
Hmm.
So let me clarify.
Okay.
There's two different ideas I'm trying to communicate. I don't disagree that somebody in that position should command a certain level of respect. I agree with that.
Okay.
And I
it's just been your experience and take it too far.
And I understand that they deal so much of the time with really bad people that maybe this is a conditioning that occurs. I understand that. And my opinion is, with this whole militarization of law enforcement, what do you expect after 9/11?
And especially in New York.
Well, across the country.
Yeah.
Across the country. It kind of creeps me out, this, you know, because that militarization is this idea that I'm stating, which is this God complex thing, on steroids.
Could be.
So to speak.
Yeah.
But I want to be clear about something. When I get pulled over now, when I enter, I don't resist anything. When I get pulled over, I roll down my windows, I put my hands on the steering wheel, and I've already got my license and my registration now. Because I want to make this as easy for him.
Absolutely.
And you know what a lot of cops say to me?
What's that? What's wrong with you?
Why are you being so cautious? It's like it always backfires on me. I'm trying to, like, respect the guy, and now he's going to, like, get me out of the car and, like, frisk me.
Because you had your license ready for
it. Because I'm just trying to be nice, you know.
Right. All right. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky, listening on WGTK AM 970. Brad. Hi, Brad. Welcome.
Hey, guys. Hey, Stephen. Remember, if you ever play Kevin in a movie, you have to be able to bungee jump from a hot air balloon. And that might be the tough part. But I was going to agree with you in part. I think when you're saying the majority of cops that you've run into.
Wait, you lost me at a hot air balloon. What was I?
Don't distract him. He's agreeing with me.
Okay.
I thought I saw a video clip of Kevin jumping off of a hot air balloon connected to a bungee cord.
No, that wasn't me.
You're sure?
I'm positive. I've never been on a hot air balloon or
a bungee
jump.
Jackie, please Google that footage now.
Man, I'll tell you what. Okay, I thought it was him with a mullet. Maybe not.
Yeah, never had a mullet either. You obviously don't watch the show.
No. I'm a runner, so I spend most of my time.
I would do anything to have a mullet these days.
Man. Well, no, this was like an old clip, like 20 years old or something. I thought for sure it was you. Yeah. I guess I don't know where I missed that. I'm going to have to Google that. But I tell you what I did not have to Google, Stephen. I think, am I right, was it Absence of Malice?
Well, that's a good one.
Malice was the name of the film.
Absence?
Yeah.
Malice.
So that was with Kidman and Baldwin.
Correct. I believe
Jackie
so.
Found it, yeah.
Okay. So I think that maybe about 20% of police officers might have this kind of God complex. And, of course, we haven't thoroughly clarified, you know, what that is. I can give you a quick example. I was driving down the road one day, looked over at a church and saw this guy who looked like he was sniffing paint, you know, walking forward while there's no wind, but it's as if a 100-mile-per-hour wind was trying to blow him over backwards.
All right, real quick. Go ahead.
Well, he jumps in there. It took 40 minutes for me to get the cops to get there. And when the cop got there, I told him every room in the church needs to be searched. He just looked right at me and said, "Do you work here? Then keep your mouth shut." And I couldn't understand it for the life of me. And I think that might be a little bit of the attitude that you're talking about, but I think that's really...
That's one example of it, yeah. Okay, Brad, thanks for the call. Got to run.
Thanks,
this
Brad.
Is Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us. Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 15th, 2014, gold opened at $12.96. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.43.12, $671.56 for a half ounce, or $335.78 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.61.35, $671.56, and $335.78.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday night.
Yes,
here,
it is.
Here in New York, from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's the greatest 2 hours of broadcast radio in the galaxy, without question.
Yeah.
Boy, this is a kooky show.
Yes, it is.
Gino just
for once,
lit me up.
Steven's more on the hot seat than I am.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting back watching the circus.
Tonight. And I feel fine with it.
Yeah, you're all good.
I'm going to get 50 tickets in 2015.
50's a conservative number.
Really? Maybe I'll just get.
I think when the podcast of this show goes viral.
What's the card you get to ride the subway? What's that called?
The Metro card. Yeah. That only works in New York.
I think
York,
I'll be getting
the
unlimited Metro card.
That only works in New York, by the way.
Yeah.
Let's go to line two. Ralph's calling from Red Bank, New Jersey. Hi, Ralph. Welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough.
Yeah, good evening. You know, let me interpret the question this way, okay? Is the cop above the law? The answer, of course, is not. Okay? Do they have immunity from the law? The answer to that, of course, is not. One only need to remember, the Justin Volpe, and that's the Abner Louima case, and Chapter was very much front and center in that case. Okay? Where is Justin Volpe today? He is in jail, correct? He is in jail. So that is an example. They don't have a gun complex. They are not above the law. They do not have immunity from the law. Now, about militarizing the police, are they not considered a paramilitary unit, and the kind of training they get is akin to that of, you know, being sent in an army boot camp?
Yeah, I thought they were pretty much thought of as a domestic military organization anyway.
Okay. Now, if that is the case, we have to apply the constitutional law in this country, number one, not to mention, you know, the Geneva Convention, because that whole situation that went down in St. Louis, that kind of like remind me about the Intifada back in the days, when, you know, the Israeli Defense Force goes in there to, you know, suppress or deal with the Intifada. That's exactly what that is, with the tear gas and all, the military vehicle running up and down the street of St. Louis. You know, it's pretty much like, just like the Intifada. The Intifada is happening right here. And as far as Obama is concerned, because he was told he doesn't take place on the statement that this one, man, is, you know, beating both sides against the middle. That's what it is. Hmm. He just cannot, you know, wait till the investigation runs its course.
No, I noticed that,
great
Ralph.
Point.
Yeah, thank you for the call and tying it to Obama. I knew you would have the immaculate touch in doing, Ralph.
In the Obama segue.
Every week. We're just waiting for the
quite
word
natural,
Obama.
Natural, organic.
It just turns to Obama.
Obama segue.
Point. Line one. Let's go to Lori calling from the Atlanta area in Georgia. Hi, Lori. Welcome. Line
Hello.
One. Lori, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you both?
We're doing well. Thanks for watching us tonight. Glad you're with us.
Oh, indeed. Well, in answer to your question, I think it would be unfair to say all or many or most officers, but I do agree that there are some officers that take it a little beyond the uniform and the call of the law.
Now, which I would agree with too, Lori. I mean, I think that I think that's a no-brainer. You see enough cases on TV or in the newspaper, you know that some people cross the line. You know that people are going too far.
Well, Ms. McCullough, I'm so glad to hear you say that, because the perception I was getting from listening to you was that you may not have had any thought that did occur. So I'm very glad.
No, I said, let me just be clear about that. I said, in all of my interaction with the police, and I'm 44 years old, I've never had one of them that I felt like even when I was totally wrong, you know, I stopped for speeding on the turnpike, or I was once actually arrested, taken down to the clink. My license plate was expired, and there was something wrong with the car, and there was, you know, so, and I had to go through all of that. I never once felt in any of those situations that the cop was doing anything more than just his job. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of looked at it as whatever I did wrong was kind of my fault, and I had to suffer the consequence of that. Which in the getting arrested case, I had to miss a breakfast. But it was very important with a family relative that was in town visiting. So, I mean, it did cost me a little bit. But it wasn't that and since I've been in the New York area, I have interacted with police a lot. Most of the time, just on a street corner going, hey, did you see that down there? Or can I, you know, what's going on here? Can I get out of here? You know, because I'm, you know, they're always doing something on the street. So I don't have a problem interacting with the police just on a cold, you know, never met them before basis. But it's never been my experience that they've made me feel afraid. Stevens had a different experience. And obviously there are, you know, stories every day that have come up where even Mayor de Blasio said this last week to the people of New York City, if you see a police officer starting to arrest you, just don't resist. Just let him arrest you. Let the due process take its course. Because we'll, you know, his assumption is that the process will work itself out.
Right.
There's legitimate disagreement.
And I agree with that.
There's people that can disagree with that and say, hey, the due process hasn't worked in the past. So, but I don't think you ever win that by saying, okay, well, I'm going to resist the guy that's trying to arrest me. I just don't think that's ever.
But even if it's a mistake, let's say it's just completely mistaken
identity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Just
what are you going to do? Oh, it's not me. Well, how many times has that cop heard that in the same day?
Yeah. So you go to the courthouse, you put your fingerprint in. Oh, guess what? It isn't you. Okay, then they let you go. Anyway, Lori, go ahead and finish your point.
Let me ask you. Can you recall when? I know when I was a little girl, and I am a native New Yorker, and I grew up in Harlem, and I can recall when the cop on the beat, as we called him, was your friend. You
right
to see that officer.
Sure.
I'm an adult now, and I have no fear of anyone in any uniform, in any law, because I know that I am living correctly.
Yeah.
All right?
And let me just
clean living is a beautiful blessing.
Yes, indeed.
Go ahead.
Wait, let me say this. I will say that even though my brother has been in law enforcement for over 20 years, I have a different perception of policemen to an extent. And I try to be fair because I know everyone is not negative. But I have seen in my own days people possibly breaking the law, but gently, and accept the force. And I do not think that it is right for someone because they can stand behind the law.
So, Lori, we're short on time. Let me ask you this question real quick because I'm curious about it. What percentage of cops would you guess from your perception are the guys that go too far?
Well, I really could not
give a
percentage of that because I really do not know.
I really do not know.
But there is, and it's really not a fair question because all that goes on is not exposed.
No, I know, but I'm just asking your perception. Do you think it's 50% or more?
No, I would not say it's that high. But again, I do not know how much is being covered up.
That's true. I hear you. Lori, thanks for calling. Please call back. Thanks for being part of us. Baldwin McCullough, Saturday.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Whoa! This is big! By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night, and one of the things that we've been telling you about for the last number of weeks is the crazy change that has come to my own personal sleep experience, and part of the reason why is because of Mike Lindell and the entire family at the MyPillow company. MyPillow.com is the website. But one of the things that we've been telling you about is the fact that if you get this MyPillow, and I had another example of it today. I had been sitting in an awkward position for about an hour or so reading books to the boys, and I got this really bad kink in my neck, and I was like, oh, this is just going to kill me. I still had to come here tonight. I was really worried about how I was going to get that worked out. I went and laid on the bed and put my MyPillow right under where the base of my skull is, where I always get that stiffness. And I just let it sit there with the support of the MyPillow for about 35 minutes. Mm-hmm. And when I got up, the kink was gone.
And most logically, probably because it kept your neck straight.
It keeps your neck straight.
Let the blood flow.
And the blood flows uninterrupted from the brain to the organs, and that works out the cramps. So if you've got lower back pain, if you've got a kink in your neck, if you've got other things that are waking you up in the night, a good part of the reason why is because the base of your skull and the top of your neck are not getting the right bending that they're supposed to. Your spine is actually supposed to be an S instead of a C.
Right.
And the MyPillow gives you the support that no other pillow does. Mike's own story, the founder of MyPillow, when he was 16, he blew his entire paycheck on the most expensive down pillow he could find, and it didn't solve his sleeping problems. He had the same kind of problems. In fact, he's almost my height. We're both 6'2".
Mm-hmm.
But he had back pain. He had neck problems. He could never get it. So he reversed engineered everything that people wanted in a pillow, and he made this patented interlocking fill that's on the inside of the pillow. It will stay in place. You turn it, you push it, you want it to get it to go where it goes. It goes right there. Today, 35 minutes, and the kink was out of my neck. I have not had one night in the last 13 weeks, I've not had a single night where I have not had a dream and gone into REM cycle sleep. And REM cycle sleep only happens when your brain is free, the blood is flowing from your organs to your brain, your body's resetting, and the brain is able to do what it needs to do to reset overnight. That's what causes REM cycle sleep. The MyPillow people warranty this pillow for 10 years, and if you don't like it for any reason in the first 60 days of ownership, you can send it back. Who does that?
Right.
For whatever purposes.
And
one last thing.
Go ahead.
If you want it to stay nice and fresh, he also reverse engineered it this way. You just stick it in the washer, stick it in the dryer. It's fresh, ready to go. It's completely machine washable. Never seen a pillow like that before.
And I guess that's kind of sort of why he sold over 4 million of them.
4.5 million?
Yeah.
And
I mean, that's right there is a testimony enough.
And in the Consumer Reports history, in the history of Consumer Reports, they have never had a product consistently rated so high,
right,
in all product categories as the MyPillow.
I'm a bit of a doubting Thomas when it comes to this sort of, because it sounds so gimmicky,
right?
You know, and I'm using mine, and I'm like, you know, I'm mangling it and hitting it, and I'm trying to get it to like make a mistake.
And the next morning,
just,
you wake up, it's still
me,
the same
like,
spot.
You know, battling my pillow,
right?
But what's fascinating to me is that interlocking fill.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like some thing that you think is going to be uncomfortable, you know, like your mind starts
right,
playing with the science of the reality, and it's the most comfortable.
Yeah.
It just settles into this perfect position. It's unbelievable.
It's all about getting your head, your neck, and your shoulders and spine all in proper alignment, and the MyPillow does that, and it's scientifically proven. He's gone to scientists. He said, tell me what this pillow does wrong, and the more they poke around at it and try to do what you do, mm-hmm, they can't find anything.
Right. I mean,
the sleep scientists have done that. So anyway, if you struggle with snoring, sleep apnea, back pain, go on the MyPillow.com website and see all of the things that it fixes, and you'll understand why the National Sleep Foundation just a couple of weeks ago named it the only pillow that they would officially endorse. MyPillow.com. And you want to use the promo code KMC or Stevie B when you get on there. And hear me on that. Use the promo code,
yeah,
KMC or Stevie B.
You get a free one.
Someone last week tried to use our names. Don't do that. Use the promo code.
Yours is
KMC.
Mine is STVB.
Yeah. Just STVB or KMC. And if you'd like to call, there's someone standing by right now that can help you as well. It's 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. And when you use our promo codes, if you buy a MyPillow, they will give you one for free. So you can't beat that.
And I'm throwing down a gauntlet.
Okay.
Because I know Mike Lindell. And I'm going to bet you one MyPillow means the loser has to buy the winner,
okay,
for the full price,
okay,
a MyPillow.
Okay. What's the bet?
I say more people use my promo code on this show, not all your other shows, Yeah, there's probably no way to prove it.
They can't.
Here I go again.
So I just
here
think I gotta
again.
Free my pillow.
I just.
Anyway, call the number on your screen if you're watching 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and use the promo codes KMC or STVB and get your MyPillow for free when you buy one.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. He's Kevin McCullough. I'm Stephen Baldwin. Number's 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we talking about?
We're talking about police, and do they overreach, and are they? Do they have a God complex?
Should they scare you?
One of us said they did. I'm not saying who said
it. Wasn't very nice,
but
Kevin.
One of us said they did.
Now, we got some guy on the line.
Let's go to line one. Frank is calling from Des Moines, Iowa. Hi, Frank. Welcome. Glad you're with us.
Well, to answer your general question, and then I'd like to pick up on something Stephen said, I don't support the over-militarization of our police departments. And particularly, our police seem to be coming from one branch of our military services, and that seems to be the Marine Corps. I don't know why particularly that is. But the larger point that I wanted to make is this whole situation in Ferguson is not fair to the victim. It's not fair to the police. It's not fair to the citizens. It's not fair to the family.
True.
Generations of young African-American males have been conditioned, as Stephen used the word conditioned, for generations by the likes of Malcolm X and later with Louis Farrakhan, that there is a 2- and 3-tier justice system in this country, and that the black man can get no justice under the white under the white man's constitution, and unless they have their own system of laws, courts, police, hospitals, they will never have justice. So immediately in these situations, there's a rush to judgment before one fact has been determined. The only fact is there's a dead kid. Nobody else knows any other fact but Al Sharpton. Everybody's down there stirring the pot that it's open season on black people.
When in reality it was anything but that. I mean, and it turned out that the kid wasn't exactly this tiny little, you know. You know, in the Trayvon Martin case and in this case both, there was this idea, you know, Obama referred to it in his statement on Friday. But, you know, all we know is that there's an 18-year-old whose parents will never hold him in their arms ever again. This kid, if he sat on his parents, would crush him. Right. I mean, this was not a small human being. And now that the video's been released, that he just walks out of a convenience store taking something that doesn't belong to him. I mean,
how many?
And out of all of that, I don't know what that has to do with the shooting. And I do want justice to be done, because if he shouldn't be dead and it was unjustified, then the police that did it should go to jail. And I'm never one to hesitate on that. If there's wrongdoing done, then punish it. But this whole idea that we're going to indict all of the cops because a guy died of a chokehold that resisted arrest in New York, and a kid that was committing a robbery in Missouri ended up dead after a confrontation, all cops then are somehow indicted? That is unacceptable, and that's where I think Sharpton and those guys, I totally agree with your point, Frank.
Well, it's just a situation where we rush to judgment in this country. How many murders happen in this country every day and every year that don't get the attention of Eric Holder's Justice Department?
The truth is
that has a lot of sway.
No, the truth is, and you couldn't be more accurate, in the city of Chicago alone, the number of black youths that die each year due to gunshots from other black youths is incredibly disproportionate to most murder rates in cities across the country. But do we see any coverage of that? Is there any mention of the fact that more young black men are killed by other black men than any other single group in the country? No, there's no mention of that.
Absolutely. And it didn't start with the Zimmerman case. But Al Sharpton said after the Zimmerman case that the Zimmerman case, the verdict spoke that it's open season on black people in this country. Now, if that's what's being taught to the black men and women in the black communities, it's a no-win situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Frank, I understand. Thanks for the call. Thanks for your patience. Let's go to Port Richey, Florida, listening to AM 570 WTBN. Chad is there. Hi, Chad.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Good to talk to you again.
Sure thing.
Steve, this is just consolation for you. You know, you obfuscated and danced around the question. Now, the other thing was...
Which question did he dance around?
When he was asking him, in your experience, do you think that the cops are making you feel scared and all this kind of thing?
Oh, the other
you're
guy.
Saying Gino danced around the question.
Yeah, right. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Now for you, Mr. McCullough, or actually both of you, remember who founded the first city, the evil Cain. And cities have always been concentration points of wickedness. And you can't be there no length of time without being infected by it.
Let that be a lesson to you, McCullough.
I'm sorry. Now I feel bad because I like New York City. But now I feel guilty.
No, that's just advisement to you to be on the lookout for that. That's all. The cops have to always be way more careful than they got to be down in little Port Richey down here. They're way more mellow down here than they are up there, and it's always been that way.
And I want to just make this observation.
They don't have jihadists flying into buildings in Port Richey?
No, never.
Now, where was it 2 months ago that kid started shooting people in the neighborhood? It was like the middle of nowhere. They'd never had violence ever. I forget what it was, a national story. The kid, like, dressed up, like, got put on all the gear. You know, he had Kevlar on and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And went around, a small little neighborhood. So that was an isolated case of a situation where suddenly something happened in a place where those police had never seen anything like that. And more of that's happening. So in relation to the quote-unquote militarization of law enforcement, things are getting crazier, and you got terrorism. So there's a side of me or a sense to me that kind of understands that, but so long as it doesn't infringe on people's rights, hopefully.
Yeah. I just think that Stephen feels more afraid because he really does know he was speeding when he was pulled over.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is, it's far more concentrated in those big cities.
Yeah, you're right. Sure. That's probably true, Chad. And he's lived all of his life in New York and L.A., so, I mean, that's where he spends all of his time. You live in those big, concentrated...
I spend most of my time.
Yeah. See, I grew up in the Midwest, in the Southwest, went to school in the Midwest, married a girl from the West Coast. We live on the East Coast. I've seen small, big, in-between towns. So, more of your calls. It's Baldwin McCullough. We're talking about police, and are they getting too aggressive? Do they have a God complex? One of us said they did. Most of them, in his experience. I don't want to spin what he said.
Keep throwing me under the bus, McCullough!
888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And you can, of course, always watch online on BaldwinMcCullough.com.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name? Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, live shot of the Statue of Liberty there if you're watching on Biz TV. Thank you for being with us. And again, if you want to get one of those MyPillows free when you purchase one, dial 800-506-2641. The Baldwin McCullough Show brought to you proudly by the folks at MyPillow. MyPillow.com, use promo code KMC or Stevie B, STVB. Either one will get that to discount for you. 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. Let's go back to the phones. Danny is calling from Tampa, Florida. Hi, Danny. Welcome. Glad you're with us.
Thank you, guys. How you guys doing? Listen, I know it's a short on time, so I'll be quick. First of all, the girl answers your phone. If she looks like she sounds, wow. She sounds fantastic. Beautiful. And second of all, like to say, on the eve of Woodstock, in 1969, which is now the anniversary of it, I bid you guys groovy hellos. Now, let me say real quickly, I agree with Stephen about this. Gino had three chances, and Stephen gave him a Sandy Koufax, 1-2-3, and three strikes, and you're out. Gino struck out on that one.
I thought Gino answered the question.
You did?
I thought what he was saying was that it's just what you have to do.
Well, you have to do. Basically, he's right. I've had my altercations with the cops, especially back in the '60s. You know, being out there
sounds
in the
like
days. You know, we saw Riker coming up in Chicago '68. I saw things go down. But let me say one thing. Basically, they were formed in the early days to protect the rich. Basically, that's what they're enforcers. That's what they're enforcers.
The police
and
are there to protect. Okay, thanks, Danny. Appreciate that. Let's get Ed in North Carolina. Protect the rich. Now I've heard everything.
Keep listening,
Ed.
Danny. Keep calling.
Hi, Ed.
I need.
I told him.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I would just like to say that, you know, the Bible says that my people destroy themselves before lack of knowledge.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening in this country is because Americans want to watch American Idol and football mm-hmm. and not worry about really what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't educate themselves. Not true education.
So that's great. Then that's big philosophical discussion. Do cops have a God complex?
Yes, they do. Their complex is for the corporation, the city in which they work for, not the people.
Who pays
it's
their
a corporation.
Salary?
Corporation. United States, and every city that resides in it is a corporation.
Right.
And they're an officer of the corporation.
Right,
and they're there to make money.
But the money that the city spends to pay them comes from where?
The taxpayer.
Yeah, so they do work for the people.
But their first obligation is to the corporation.
Yeah, follow the money, though. Who elects the corporation?
I'm sorry?
Who elects the corporation?
The corporation is run by the judges and the politicians and the Democrats.
The politicians that are elected by the people. Thanks. Real quickly, line two, Anthony in New Jersey. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, how you doing?
Real quickly, you got last word on this.
Okay. Yes, I just want to make mention about the, ever since the executive order was signed by President Obama, that all the police entities are under the Homeland Security.
All right, Anthony.
What does Gino call you?
Nancy boy.
Gino.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free.
Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.